Oh, Dirk, I've never since we met asked you to do anything for me. You know, there's nothing in the world that I wouldn't do for you. I beg you not to let Strickland come here. Anyone else you like, bring a thief, a drunkard, any outcast off the streets, and I promise you I'll do everything I can for them gladly, but I beseech you not to bring Strickland here. But why? I'm frightened of him. I don't know why, but there's something in him that terrifies me. He'll do us some great harm. I know it. I feel it. If you bring him here, it can only end badly. But how unreasonable! No, no, I know I'm right. Something terrible will happen to us. Because we do a good action. She was panting now, and in her face was a terror which was inexplicable. I do not know what she thought. I felt she was possessed by some shapeless dread which robbed her of all self-control. As a rule, she was so calm. Her agitation now was amazing. Strava looked at her for a while with puzzled consternation. You are my wife. You are dearer to me than anyone in the world. No one shall come here without your entire consent. She closed her eyes for a moment, and I thought she was going to faint.